this morning we come to look at God's Word, not primarily to preach to the congregation as such, to preach to this young man sitting here, okay? In September of 1983, after sitting in front of about seven other pastors and trying to field their questions, I was then ordained myself. And so I count it a great privilege this morning to work with Pastor Bill and to be able to preach his ordination service. And you know, I have been with Bill just about a year now. We've been together about a year. But you know, the time may not be long, but the amount of conversation we have, I promise you, has been very long. Okay? It started out with him sending me a questionnaire that had, I don't remember how many questions on it, but I think it took me like 3 days, I mean continual work, to be able to give him the answers. And some of it I hadn't thought about since Bible college. So if he read it, you know, and it did not disagree with me, then a great deal, okay, then we are essentially on the same sheet of music. And certainly we've had enough discussions about things that we are indifferent about, and certainly they're not salvation issues. So I gladly stand here before you and recommend Pastor Bill as our pastor, but also as a candidate for ordination. One last slide, please. Well, that's not doing good too, all right? Paul charges Timothy to do several things as a faithful minister in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. Now, this morning you're going to notice, as typical, my manuscript's going to be up here on the screen. Okay? I can't stand still long enough to stand in front of a folder, so I'm dancing back and forth across the room, and I may be able to besides you in a few minutes if you look like you're sleeping, but understand we're looking at Paul's charge to Timothy. Remember Paul, the Apostle Paul, called of God. He was the one that was Saul, the persecuting the church. And then Timothy was a young man that was influenced by his mother and his grandmother to the point that when Paul came through preaching, he acknowledged Jesus as his Lord and Savior. But went way beyond that and became a fellow worker with the Apostle Paul. And this is my charge to you also this morning, Bill. Always preach God's Word. Always be ready. Carry the message. And understand hardship will come in the service to God. I'm going to give you a promise this morning that most people don't desire. Okay? But it's definitely in the Word of God. 2 Timothy 3:12. Notice the second word of it says what? Oh, so it doesn't just apply to Pastor Bill. Who does it apply to? Everybody. Indeed, all who desire to live godly, a godly life in Christ Jesus, what's it say? Will be persecuted. Will be persecuted. So right at the onset, you can count on it. If you're going to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, it's not like what you hear the TV evangelists say. It's not like what you hear on maybe the airways today. Just trust Jesus and all your problems will be over. As a matter of fact, you'll become number one on Satan's hit list. Okay? He'll be looking to get you. Paul spoke these words to Timothy as his death was imminently approaching, and he said, I charge thee, therefore, before God, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, the living and the dead, and his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Let's bow our heads again as we ask the Lord's blessing on his word. Father, this morning as we come to speak to your people, and Father, especially as Brother Bill this morning, Father, allow the words and the meditations of my heart to be acceptable in your sight. For it's in Jesus' name we pray, and amen. Paul's first admonition was to preach the Word of God. That means don't just stand and give a talk. It literally means to preach the Word. You know, I don't know how anybody, you know, they say that one of the greatest preachers of history stood before his pulpit with glasses that were so thick, and I don't remember his name off the top of my head, but you couldn't only see through him, and he stood there and did not move a muscle, and he read through the Word of God. Of course, he preached the message entitled Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. Ever heard of that message? Jonathan Edwards? No, I'll think why. But anyway, look that one up. Okay? That didn't ring a bell for me. But it may have been Jonathan Edwards. But anyway, according to what I've been taught, he just stood there. He never moved a muscle. But the people were literally gripping the pew so tight the Holy Spirit worked on. But primarily, the idea of preaching the Word is to give it first place in your mind and in your life and in your heart as you proclaim that message. Take God's Word and thoroughly proclaim His message. Today, we have people that preach and they use bits and pieces so as not to offend or not to hurt anybody's feelings. That's not what he says. Paul says, "For I have not," he's speaking to the elders of Ephesus, "for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God." You know, everybody wants to hear about Jesus dying on the cross and paying for their sins, but nobody wants to hear, well, now you are God's servant, and you're supposed to serve Him with your life, and you're supposed to give Him every moment of your time. They don't like that part. Never depend on your own strength or understanding. Okay? When you are the weakest, Paul said, "When I am weak, then am I strong." You preach. I was down at Roswell, I guess, for 11 years, and I don't think there was a single solitary Sunday that I wasn't in the pulpit. I praised God for His help. Okay? But even if I didn't feel like going, I went, okay? Because I had a responsibility. You have a responsibility, but understanding to allow the Holy Spirit to speak His Word through you. Be instant is the next admonition. Take a stand. Stand upon it. People say, "Well, this is what I believe," or "This is what I think." I don't care what you think or what you believe. What does the Word of God say? Okay? You know, what's the front of the Bible say? Holy Bible. Now, a lot of people say, "God said it, I believe it, and that settles it." That's not the case. God said it, that settles it. Okay? Whether the truth is received in season or rejected out of season, hold fast the truth as led by the Holy Spirit. Preach the truth all the time, whether it's popular or not. Preach the Word, not about the Word. When we were in Dillon, Montana, there was a pastor there that was preaching, and I said, "What was your sermon on last Sunday?" He said, the gospel according to peanuts. Take a stand with God's Word. Take a stand with God's Word. Next, Paul charges Timothy as I charge you. Reprove and rebuke. Not always easy, I promise you. Reprove. Ephesians 5:11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. If a member is involved in something that they shouldn't be, don't just sit back as a pastor and go, "Well, I'll figure it out one of these days." Okay? No, you as a pastor have a responsibility. They may be ignorant of the situation that they find themselves in. And if they are, whether it's willingly ignorant or not, you cannot overlook it. You need to reprove them, meaning to teach them better than where they currently are, to show, to disprove what they think they're doing. Rebuke. Step on a few toes when it's necessary. How often do you need your toes stepped on? You know, I need mine stepped on every Sunday. Okay? Especially, you know, daily, yes, but every day. Okay? Every day. Okay? But as the Word comes forth, it's going to penetrate your heart and step on your toes. Don't fail to tell exactly what sin is. Well, what is sin? Very simple. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." What does it mean that all have sinned? All have sinned. Okay? We've all sinned, okay? What's it mean to sin? It means to miss the mark, literally. The word there, to fall short of the glory of God, it's actually looking at a person, taking a bow and arrow, and shooting at a target, okay? That's what God's point is. He wants you to hit the what? The bullseye, okay? And when you miss the bullseye, you say, "Well, I did my best." Well, you know, did you do your best? Did you do your best inspired by the Holy Spirit? Or did you do your best on your own ability? Okay? So when we are not doing what God wants us to do, Whether you eat or whether you drink or whatever you do, the Scripture says, do all to the glory of God. If you don't do it to the glory of God, then you miss the mark. And to miss the mark is to sin. Then Paul charges Timothy, and this charges to you also, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. The fathers, this means your children as well. Okay? I didn't always do this. You do it right now, and they will know why. Most of my kids didn't ever ask me why. Okay? If I told them to do something, they did it. Okay? You know, you've got your animal, you're walking down the street, and the animal gets off the chain. You want your animal to come back to you immediately. I understand our children aren't our animals. We want them to obey. Why? Because for their safety as well as ours. Call them near to comfort them after reproving and rebuking and rebuking them. Put your arms around them and love them. You know, we're to hate sin, but we're to love sinners. With great patience and utilizing the Word of God, sometimes you're going to have to tell them over and over and over and over and over with great patience and utilizing the Word of God. Why? Because the authority is there. You can't tell them just because I said something. You have to show them where it is in the Word of God. Use loving patience as you minister to God's people. Why? There was one lady down in Roswell. She told me, she said, Pastor, she said, your expectation of me is greater than mine of myself. Think about that, okay? If my expectation was greater than her expectation of herself, how much more was God's expectation? Never let turning away from the truth by people affect your teaching. Well, I don't agree with that doctrine. I don't believe that scriptural, so I'm just going to leave. Well, you know, sometimes you can't change their minds. I mean, the Bible says to reprove them, meaning to go and show them why you believe what you believe. But, you know, if they've made up their mind to turn away from the truth, well, I'll just quit teaching that. Okay? A lot of people don't teach the doctrines of grace because they say, well, that causes division. Yeah? How many disciples did Jesus have after 3 years of ministry? 11. Why? Because his message was, what? Divisive. Paul says that sometimes they'll no longer endure sound doctrine. Folks, I can't underestimate that statement. That is the picture of the churches in America today. They will even turn away from it. One of the most sorrowly passages of scriptures, I believe, in all the New Testaments right there. Second Timothy 4:10, for Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Okay? Has somebody to turn their back on you because of the love of the world. Is it going to happen? Yes, it's going to happen. We all must keep the faith and preach the truth. Never turning to fables. Do I need to go into detail about what fables are? You know, all the different isms that we've got out there this morning, all the different people that are involved in cults, those are fables. Those are not the truth of God's Word. But you must, Paul says, stay alert, be sober, watching for Satan and his attack. Well, everything's going well today. Uh-oh. For he will attack you and this church and any ministry that is faithful to the Word of God. 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Now, does he care about people that are not Christians? No, he doesn't. You know why? Because they're in his camp. Okay? He doesn't have to devour them. They're already devoured. Okay? They're in Satan's camp unless they know Jesus is Lord and Savior. And they're going to remain there until the gospel message is presented to them. Okay? But the moment you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, you're saying bye to whom? You're saying bye to Satan. You're saying bye to self. You're saying hello to the Lord and walking in obedience to Him. Galatians 5:15. Now, you know, in my ministry years, I've never seen negative influences from the outside impact the church. You know where they come from? Inside. Inside the church. But if you bite, and what was it Satan was going to do? Devour. Okay. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. How do you keep from doing that? How do you keep from doing that? You know, if you're crossways with me, if I've said something you don't like, don't tell everybody else first. Okay? Tell me. Okay? It's not going to accomplish anything. Come and talk to me. And I promise you, if I've got something I want to talk to you about, I will. Okay? I will. Yeah? I've been around long enough, and I don't really care what people think. Yeah? I mean, if there's something I think needs to be said, I'm going to say it. But if you bite, now let's just take a little minute, right? Of course, that's also referred to as what? Gossip. Okay? Gossip. If you can't say it while you're on your knees praying for them, don't say it at all. Okay? Suffer, Bill. Endure through evil affliction. Learn to roll with the attacks and allow God the victory. Why? Because one of the most beautiful verses in all the Scripture, there hath no temptation taken you, but such is common. Oh, poor me! Nobody has ever experienced what I am experiencing. I don't know how many times I've heard people tell me that. I just stand there and giggle. They go, what? I said, let me show you a passage of Scripture. Oh. You mean everybody's experienced this? Yeah, how many of you want me to talk to you about it? But God's faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also to make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. And what's this thing you're going to do? Okay? Common man, God's faithful, suffer you to be able, but you're able, but will with the temptation either make a way to escape or that you may be able to bear it. Either God is going to give you an out or God's going to say, do what? Actually, the word kupomene, abide under. Okay? Why? Why would God want me to abide under some situation? There will be hardships, attacks on your wife, your home. All things will come under attack. Okay? You know one of the toughest positions in a church is? To be the pastor's wife. Okay? I'm serious. Be the pastor's wife. Okay? Because the pastor would get angry with the church over what they said about his wife, but then what's he have to do? Again, you go, we're talking about my wife. How many of you ever have a preacher get up the pulpit? The preacher gets talking about his wife. Okay? It doesn't accomplish anything. Okay? But you must persevere in all and keep on serving God. Romans 8:28. Why keep on keeping on? Because we know that for those who love God, what's the next word again? All things. That means good and bad. All things, whether you've thought of for work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. Does that mean all things are good? No. It just means that they will work for the good of the individual. Finally, Paul said, do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry. When should a preacher be preaching? Just on Sunday, right? No, he's a real preacher, and you're with me for more than a half an hour, and he hasn't started preaching to you about something. That guy's not a preacher. I'm serious, okay? Even when I was in Vietnam, I had the title of deacon, okay? The work of an evangelist means to keep on proclaiming God's word wherever you may be. I remember all the times that I flew while I was in the military. I get on an airplane, I go, where's the empty seat? And then the seats weren't necessarily, already identified. You can sit down where you want to. Where's a person I could talk to? Of course, I'd have my Bible in my pocket, and I could sit down, hi, how are you doing? And then we'd sit there, we'd talk about the weather for a while, and then I'd start talking about the Lord. When you see people that you have an opportunity to speak to, speak to them. Speak to them about what? You can speak to them about the weather initially. You can speak to them about your kids, your grandkids. Well, what are you leading up to? To talking to them about the Lord. Bring your gift to its full measure or potential. How do you do that? Study, study, study. With all that you are and with all that the Spirit of God gives you, keep on serving. That is what Paul's charge to Timothy was. That is my charge to you today. Conclusion. Pastor Bill, will you accept this charge? Will you allow Christ to be your all? Will you let the Holy Spirit fully guide and direct all that you say and do in your ministry?
Yes, I will.
I can't hear you.
Yes, I will.
Very good. I will. Church, do you acknowledge this man as called of God to preach the gospel and to be the spiritual leader of this fellowship?
Yes.
Then, obey them that have the rule over you. Submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you. 2 Thessalonians says, not only obey, but finally, brethren, pray for. Do you think Bill needs your prayers? Yeah, he does. Not pray God will move him. Pray God that will give him strength. Okay? For us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. And then finally, let him that is taught in the word, okay, we are to obey, we are to pray for, and we're to communicate with. Here's what that word means. It means to open up your pockets. Okay? It means to open your pockets. Notice it. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth all good things. Oh, Pastor, that was a good message today. I appreciate that. Okay? That's not the communication that the original language is talking about. It's talking about the idea that we pay him a decent salary, that we give him a living wage, that we give unto the Lord as the Lord has blessed us. This time, Pastor Bill, I want you to come and kneel. And I want all the adult male members of Canyon Bible Church to come forward. As you pass by, just make the single line. As you pass by, I want you to put your hands on your...